All right, we have a little bit of history being made here. I guess you can call it history or a trivia question. This will be our last interview with Wyndham Town Supervisor Thomas Hoyt in this circumstance, and we'll get to that later on in the show. Mr. Hoyt, welcome aboard.
How are you, Michael?
All right. Now, do you remember back to when we first met?
No.
Well, I don't know if it's when we met, but I remember you sticking your face in a blueberry pie somewhere out in the park.
I remember that. There was some party that Mr. Mean put on, or picnic, for the community, and they had a pie-eating contest, and it was probably about 20 years ago, and remember you snapping a picture of some young gentleman sitting next to me, and the picture on his face was unbelievable.
Wasn't it crazy?
Yep.
Well, he couldn't believe there was an adult trying to steal the prize. That's what he couldn't believe.
He would have lost that contest if it had been ice cream.
Yeah, it was a good day, so it must have been a community picnic. Now, it's kind of starting to be more like that at the park with July 4th. There's a lot going on.
This year, we're going to do the Peter Lyman Sandcastle again.
Now, you're going to name that after him, I guess, every year now?
I don't see why not. He was one of the founders with the Wyndham Art Alliance.
Yes,
I don't know why he just couldn't be Stars and Stripes, Peter Lyman's Sandcastle.
Yep.
But that's really not up to me.
I hear you. Yeah, Peter was a local artist and was well known for his paintings. They started this whole shebang quite a few years ago.
Yes, correct. And last year we brought it back, and we had a pretty good crowd for the first time back. Mother Nature didn't cooperate, so the weather was downright horrible. So hopefully this year the weather cooperates, and we have a bunch of kids up there, and we go at it. It's going to be Saturday the 2nd at 11 o'clock. We moved it back an hour later, hoping it was going to warm up a little bit. And it is a three-day holiday this time because the 4th falls on a Monday, where last year it was just 2 days. So there may be more people in the area.
So then what happens is the kids get together and they spread out on the beach and they build whatever they want out of sand. And if they can find some pine cones or tree bark or whatever, they do that too.
They come up with some amazing castles that they make.
They really do, and it's kind of fun to watch the little kids because they get totally engrossed in it.
Mike, we've got some big kids that get very engrossed in it.
Yeah.
As well.
I like the little kids because they just turn their buckets over a few times, and, you know, there's their sculpture. But it's fun, and the kids run around and have a good time.
And also, you know, it should be a good weekend. Like I say, the 4th is on a Monday. The fire department's going to do their traditional parade, and the town is going to do the fireworks at dusk up at the north lot at Wyndham Mountain.
Now, that'll be on Monday?
On Monday. Wyndham has always traditionally held their events, the parade and the fireworks, on 4th of July, regardless if it's a Monday or a Wednesday.
Now, this is not an election year, is it? But are you going to be riding around in the Hoytmobile?
I'll probably be marching, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
I think the Assembly Peg may come up. A couple candidates that are running for Congress and State Senate will probably be here. So I'll probably accompany them in the parade.
So maybe, Michelle Hinchey's from the other party, I believe, right?
You got that right.
She's going to be around, you think?
She may not be. I don't know.
Well, you know, Michelle Hinchey, though, she's gaining a reputation for crossing parties. In other words, she doesn't really care too much whether it's Democrat or Republican, it seems like.
If you follow politics lately, I don't know if anyone really knows who they're voting for with the way they redistrict and the lines got changed and they got changed again. So I think everyone's going to have to wait that August primary to find out who their candidate really is that's going to represent them for the next couple years in the Senate. And the same with the congressional races. We're really messed up because we're going to have a primary and a special election at the same day. The special election is going to be for the remainder of 2022 at the current district boundaries of 19. And the primary is going to be for the new district boundaries for the following 2 years for the November election. So, like I say, it's very confusing unless you really pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, and you do. You're somewhat of a political animal. And now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention Chris Tague, too. He doesn't care what party you're from, either. I mean, he's a Republican, but, you know, he's a pretty great shooter as well.
Oh, he's homegrown in Schoharie County, upstate New York.
All right, so we have July 2nd, the Sandcastle Contest, then the big fireworks on Monday evening with the parade just beforehand. But town business, what do you got going on? Anything big? You got, you passed a few laws, but they've been on the books. They've been in the works for quite a while.
We passed a solar law. We move forward with the creation of an ambulance district. Everything we're going is either at 50% complete or 80% or almost 100%. Improvements to the pump station, Old Road, should be completed by the end of the month, except for maybe some planting of some grass, a little paint on a building. South Street. If you're ridden by there, they've done a couple crossings over South Street. The upper part of City Lane Road is done. They still have to pave, but that project is moving along. The big one, it will be getting started very soon, the Amblin Center at the end of South Street by the wastewater plant. That's moving right along. And it's just one thing after another. Everything is falling into place very well.
Now, you borrowed money on that. How did that work out?
That worked out good. Of course, like everything, I wish I could have borrowed it a year ago because the rates were lower, but we still got a very good rate from the Bank of Greene County, so we're satisfied with what we were able to receive on that loan as well.
So that's in place now. So when does that start need to be paid back? Pretty soon?
We'll be signing the papers shortly, so then the first payment will be due in 2023.
Now, hopefully we'll start to see some steel and timber going up there maybe by the end of summer?
Very shortly. They'll do some excavation work to start pouring concrete. Like I believe we mentioned before, submittals, a lot of those are already in hand of the engineer. They've been checking off so they can order the steel, order everything that needs to be ordered. No matter if it's a door handle or a window or the concrete or the rebar, everything has to have a submittal so we make sure that we're getting the right product for the building. So all that takes time. So that has really been scaled up in the last week or two. So even though you may not have seen any earth moved yet, the project is full steam ahead.
Very good. And what happens to the helicopter pad? When does that get moved?
That is going to get torn out to put the building in. I've already spoken to Greg Coyer, who's the supervisor in Jewett, and the supervisor in the town of Ashland, about using their helicopter landing zones for the time being until we get ours reinstalled after the building is built. And they're both like, why are you even bothering to ask us? You know you can use it. And I said, well, I always ask permission anyway. So it'd be up to the ambulance crew if they need a helicopter, what part of the area they call from to see where they land, and they're already approved and they're already in the GPS of the helicopters. So if they get a call, hey, we're going to land in Ashland, the pilot just pushes a button. It's already programmed into their CAD system and they go that way.
Very nice. Are you going to be down there at the lake on the 2nd for the sandcastle thing? Are you a judge again?
I don't know if I'm going to be a judge or not, but we're going to have some ice cream down there, so I'll eat some ice cream and hand out some ice cream.
Oh, Milton Burger's passing out ice cream again, huh?
He's donated ice cream for the event, Baker Hill and Market, so that's a plus for the community as well. A lot of community events. I think the Chamber's going to do some music at the Center Church for 4th of July as well.
Very nice. Now, have you been to the new bakery in town?
Mike, you know the answer to that question.
That's like asking if you need to breathe, huh?
Yeah, no, I have been there on numerous occasions. The bakery products are very good.
Before we go, I was involved in a situation last week out in the town of Ashland where a woman was killed with a very tragic truck accident. And the thing that amazed me was the response from all the firefighting teams and the EMTs and the rescue squads around the area. That's just kind of normal for those folks, though, isn't it?
I think that's why we live in small America, upstate New York, because any time there's a tragedy, the community always comes together in whatever fashion needs to be.
Yeah, now, there was a lot of local folks involved. I think it's worth noting that there was a lot of digging that was necessary to stabilize the scene and get things done, and you had Richie Tompkins and Kyle Thornton out there digging, and Tyrell Sherman from Hensonville, and the Windham Fire Department, and Ashland. I was just totally amazed at how well these folks cooperated and how they just get the job done. It was pretty nice to see in terms of, obviously, the situation was not the kind of situation you want, but the cooperation and hard work getting it done was very impressive.
Yeah, and like I said, it always comes together when it needs to be done. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just like family. They bicker amongst themselves over issues, but when it comes down to getting the work done, those little bickerings, they get set aside, and everyone steps to the plate and does the right thing for the people and the situation.
That's true, and, you know, I saw Randy Tuttle over there. I believe he's still the chief over in Ashland. Ladies and gentlemen, well done, and an event that touched a lot of people. So I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, no, hopefully we don't have any more events like that in the community.
All right, sir. Well, as I said, we have a little bit of history here. Mr. Fink, are you with us?
I am with you, sir.
So what's the deal here? This is the last time we do this from the old station.
Yeah, I'd like to say thank you to Supervisor Hoyt. We will no longer be interviewing him from this location. We had to add that.
Right.
I guess since it's 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, Mr. Hoyt will probably be one of our inaugural interviews from our new studio down the street at 265 South Street.
And now people probably have heard about this. We've talked about it, and it's, you know, hard to keep a secret in a little town like this. So it's pretty impressive. And I'm hoping it works out really well for you guys.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, it's looking even better than when you saw it. And we're going to now pay our attention to the front office, get that all configured nice. The studio has about 6 more hours worth of wiring, and that will happen on Tuesday the 28th. The plan is to work all day, and then probably around 6 o'clock or so, we'll throw the switch off here and take the core equipment that we need to get the station on the air over to the new studio.
Very cool.
And that will, it should be a plug-and-play affair, probably only take about, I don't know, 45 minutes or so, and then we'll be on the air. It's going to be great.
Well, there's a lot of wires. I know that. You could probably go from here to the moon with all the wires you guys are putting in.
The one thing about this move is that you won't see any wires.
Oh, really?
No. I mean, here you walk in the studio, you see the rat's nest. No more. No more rat's nest.
No more rat's nest. It'll be nice and clean. It's a bigger office. There's windows looking out on everything.
Yeah.
It's really nice, and I'm glad.
Yeah.
I think Mike Garrigan would be very happy with it, and I'm sure your boss owner there, Dennis Jackson, loves the move.
Well, I should tell both of you that Guy will be with us because we have been saving a little remnant of when Guy was a pin setter at the bowling alley.
Really?
In this building. I have a pin. I have an official bowling pin. And I talked to Kristen Garrigan. She goes, "Are you bringing the pin over?" I said, "Of course."
Wow.
So we're going to, the bowling pin will have a prominent location in the new studio.
Mr. Hoyt, did you ever bowl in that old bowling alley?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, were you any good?
No, terrible.
Have you seen the new place yet?
No, I have not.
All right, well, we're going to have to get you on the air. You'll be one of the first for sure.
Yeah.
And it's pretty
looking forward to it.
So, stop on over.
And then sometime in July, Mike, if all goes well, we'll have a ribbon cutting with our Chambers of Commerce and a little cookout and, invite all the friends who have made it possible.
The big wigs.
The biggie bigs.
All right, very cool. Anyway, I wanted to mention that because hopefully the next time we speak to Mr. Hoyt officially, in this regard anyway, it'll be over at the new place.
There you go.
All right.
Good, looking forward to it.
All right, Tommy, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Later.